Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We have another trade on the way, apparently, for the Cleveland Guardians, as they have acquired right-handed starter Alex Cobb from the Giants. He has not pitched this year, but if you guys remember anything, he was an all-star last year in 150 innings, 7-7 record, 3.87 ERA. And his kind of peripheral numbers, so ERA 3.87, very much in line with kind of the rest of those numbers. A little bit skewed, a little bit less than that high, that nice ERA, but right around a 4.01 expected ERA last year. So we ask and you shall receive the Guardians trading for Alex Cobb of the New York Giants. How do we feel about this trade?
Well, I mean, I like the idea that they've gone after a pitcher. That's a positive. The negative, I guess, would be that he may have had a little bit of a setback in his last rehab start, which he just went a couple of innings and gave up three runs.
Yeah. Well, and there is the fact that he has had a lot of injuries in his career. At the same point,
positive news is it's a hip injury.
Yeah,
that he had an off season surgery. Of course, it's not like an elbow.
Yeah, yeah,
or a shoulder.
Yeah, well, and the other thing I like about it is because it is a hip and not a shoulder. For a guy that has had injury concerns previously, there's you can play with some optimism there that he might be able to actually stay healthy because. You know, assuming he's on his way back to the big leagues as soon as, you know, the next week or two, that could give you a real chance at getting some real value here. And so it has not been reported yet what the Guardians are giving up for this one, but, and I've already seen it, like, he is coming off an injury and some folks are having, I don't care. You ask for a starter. And listen, he is better than Matthew Boyd. So, if we start to say, well, you've got Gavin Williams, and Tanner Bibee, and now Alex Cobb, and Matt Boyd, and the two guys that you optioned to AAA within the month, that should be enough arms to get you through. And I don't think Alex Cobb is going to displace anybody from the top of the rotation. Do I think he's the kind of guy with his history that if he's healthy and you've got him in a good spot going into October, do I think he could be your third starter in the playoffs? Yeah. Yeah. So this is, I mean, this is another move. We'll see if there's anything else out there, but if this is the kind of go for broke, let's see what he does kind of move. And I think it's a fair alternative to what I think the Guardians might be looking at the price on Jack Flaherty and other guys and saying that's too damn much.
Yeah, probably so. And that's okay. But, you know, the positive is at least they're trying something, man.
Yes.
It's not like they're just sitting back and, you know, giving the team no options here. No, they're saying we got a chance. We're not willing to go, like, break the franchise up for, you know, somebody who they deem is not worthy.
Yeah, like if they had, and there, hypothetically, there's still time for this. If they had taken four of their top prospects and trading them for Garrett Crochet, even though there's questions about whether you'd have to extend him before, you know, October for him to pitch, even though he might be more of an opener for the next 2 months until you get to October, that's a move that I would have said makes sense. Guys, you know, if you heard Fire and Brimstone Nick yesterday, you knew that I was not going to tolerate the, well, we tried nonsense. Mm-hmm. That whittles away at the most important thing, which is fan enthusiasm. This is an in-between move. But look at Yasai Kikuchi and what the Astros gave up for him. They gave up one of their better pitching prospects, a guy they drafted last year who shot through the minor leagues. They gave up one of their, and more of a platoon player right now, and they gave up a third prospect. For a guy who, honestly, I don't know is better than Matthew Boyd. He's healthier than Matthew Boyd, Kikuchi is, but do I think he is definitively better than Boyd when both guys? I don't know. I mean, I all I hear is, well, his numbers are because of bad luck. I thought we didn't believe in that in statistics. I thought when it came to analytics, that's not something we really put a lot of stock into.
So Zach Meisel has the return going back to the Giants. It's pitching prospect Jacob Bresnahan. He was the 13th round pick of the Guardians from last year. He is at low A right now, and he has a 4.5 ERA. He was a high school pitcher.
Mm.
So he goes back as well as a player to be named later.
So it'll be interesting to see who the player to be named later is. But we're approaching the point where I think you can say you've done enough, but where this is a respectable performance at a deadline. You still probably didn't make the end-all, be-all type trade, but apparently the reason he got scrubbed from his the setback in rehab was actually blisters on his finger for Alex Cobb. And listen, I'm leery of saying some of this stuff because it can just be pro-team spin, but Jeff Passan saying that evaluators came away from his last performance in his rehab start impressed with where he was and where he it was kind of pointing to be.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I between this and late, I would still, man, if you could get another bullpen piece or if there's another bat out there, I think that would take this to an absolute win. But I think right now, those two pieces, that's a good starting spot for the Guardians.
Obviously, we don't know any of the details about Cobb, but like, do you feel, how long do you think it'll take to get him ready? You mentioned that, the playoffs.
That I don't. Well,
I mean, obviously, you think you're going to get something out of him this year.
Yeah, I mean, I would expect at some point early in August you see him.
Mm-hmm.
It's and by the way, I think we're pretty close to seeing Matthew Boyd as well. I don't have any like report on that, but so like Boyd to me is going to give you innings. You just need a guy who. At this point, if you can just get five innings, every five spots out of the rotation, every 5 days for Matthew Boyd, five innings, and he keeps it within four runs, that's more than you're getting from Cookie right now. That's more you're getting from really anybody right now. Not named Gavin or Tanner or occasionally Ben Lively. And I will say, like, this gives you time to be patient with Logan Allen and Tristan McKenzie at AAA. It takes pressure off them. But I think Cobb actually is somebody, and I've seen people on social media, calling him like, I think it was Mike Shields saying solid trade for a fourth starter. He might profile more as your third starter, just with depending on where you how you feel about Ben Lively. You traded for a starter. And I think, I'll be honest with you, I can't tell you how little I liked the Kikuchi idea. I'd rather this player at this price than what the Astros did. Like, if the Astros had given that same price up for Jack Flaherty, it's a win for the Astros. They gave it up for a guy who I just don't think much of at all. A dude called Parker saying, they're taking a chance on him, had hip surgery, blah, 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 blah. Could be back, he's saying, as early as this weekend. Yeah, I mean, I think there's... I think this is a much more measured approach. Like, this is the point where, like, I know that you look at this and go, it's a risk. Guys, any player you trade for is a risk, especially when you talk about pitching. If you trade for any level of pitcher, we've seen guys throw one inning for their new team and blow out their arm. So there's no sure things at the deadline, even if there are better gambles to take. For the price per pound, if we're going to go from that, this is fine. I still would like, again, I if you could give me either a nice leverage, high leverage reliever like Tanner Scott of Miami, somebody like that. That guy's out there. I don't know if he's been traded yet. Who's got some control on his deal. Or you could get a middle infielder that could hit. I don't know they're going to do that because they've got Martinez and Schneeman that they really seem to like giving playing time right now. Maybe a first baseman to hedge your bets with some power. I know Christian Walker just got scrubbed from the Arizona lineup because of an injury. Looks like he's going to the IL, so that's probably not going to happen. That would have been the kind of guy I'd be interested in. I'm cautiously optimistic. I think this is what the Guardians, I do think, do really well. These moves don't always work out. But this could be the kind of move that gives you options at that third start every three games in October.
An option you didn't have here in July or June.
Yeah.
Or hell, even, back in May.
And really, the last 3 years, Alex Cobb has kind of resurrected his career.
I remember there were days, they've certainly bet on the Giants before.
Yeah.
I remember Cobb.
He's been
down that
now,
road.
Now, has Cobb afforded you any winnings that you can talk about on air?
Because
that'll only drive the stock through the roof.
He has in the past, yeah.
Yeah. Like last year, obviously, because he didn't pitch
this year. Yeah, it's been a minute.
Mike Shields on Twitter saying, still one more trade to go, I think. Yeah. Yeah. I think right now I'm very comfortable with what they've done. It's not the sexiest approach, but I understand the thinking, and I understand that you have not given up a lot, and it's meeting Guardians fans in the middle. I think now the question becomes, because I don't think one more starter makes sense. If Cobb and Boyd are in the rotation, and you've already got Lively, Williams, and Bibee, doesn't make a lot of sense. So it comes down to reliever or bat, right? Mm-hmm. Which would you rather have? Reliever, another nice bat.
Depends what the reliever or who the reliever is and how good he is.
It's funny. I'm not trying to take what you said and flip it on its ears. I think it's what kind of bat you can get. Because if you could find another guy that gives you significant power, and like, okay, this was the guy for like a decade. This is not the guy now. Like what Joey Gallo used to be like 7 years ago, of a guy that, yeah, he's going to hit 225, but he's going to rip 20 taters in like 70 games, and you're going to love every second of every one of those home runs. That kind of player, and I cannot think for the life of me, I cannot think of a one-for-one, but that's a kind of move, especially if they have any ability to play specifically center field or up the middle in general. I think that's the kind of move that I think could be, I hate to say missing piece, because you still have a lot of missing pieces. This is still a team that will be piecemealing with Angel Martinez, with John Kenzie Noel, and that's it at 100% health. You're going to be piecemealing some of the production in your roster. with shortstop, with Schneeman and Rocchio. There's no one move that's going to stop the piecemealing of production on some level. But here's the other thing I like about if they get one more bat. It's also going to make it easier to kind of ride those young guys and like try to get the most out of them without overexposing them. Like Schneeman came up, hit the dirt off the ball, and then July was not very kind to him. And he, by the way, I think he had a hit today. I think he's made a couple nice plays today. But like, yeah, that should be expected. That's who he is. That's what his profile says he is. 216-474-0092. So the Guardians have traded for Giants all-star pitcher, who hasn't pitched this year, Alex Cobb. Two young prospects going to San Francisco. Between Cobb and Lane Thomas, is this enough, or do you expect one more move from the Guardians with 3 hours to go to the deadline? The second trade the Guardians have made in as many days yesterday, actually during the game, it was three prospects who some people really like or don't value. I don't know. It's prospects, man. We're talking about prospects. Not talking about major leaguers. We're not talking about heavy hitters. We're talking about prospects. But three prospects, including the number eight prospect, according to MLB.com, to Washington for, I almost called him Tanner Thomas, Lane Thomas, outfielder, and then they just traded two young prospects to San Francisco for Alex Cobb. The other report that I've seen here is from Joel Sherman, who said the Guardians plan Guardians' plan for Cobb is to make one more rehab start upon joining the organization and then join the rotation thereafter. So help is on the way. We'll see when Matthew Boyd joins the rotation as well. Sherman also tweeting out that the Rays most likely to be traded in order in the next 2-plus hours. Their starters, Zach Littell, Peter Fairbanks, who's high-leverage reliever, and Yandy Diaz. That would actually be fun, man. Like, I always felt like Yandy was one of those guys who got a raw deal because of Tito. There are just certain guys, like Brandon Phillips was not an Eric Wedge guy. Brandon Phillips went to Cincinnati and was a great player. Yandy never quite became the player I hoped he would. He kind of just became an okay major leaguer.
Sure.
Yandy would be a lot of fun if they were able to bring him back.
Oh, man. Dude was a power hitter when he was here.
Yeah.
And then...
looked like a power hitter when he was here.
Yeah.
And it actually gained power when he went to Tampa.
Well, when he went to Tampa, it was like, damn, we had that here?
Yeah. And here's the thing. I have no idea what the... So we're just talking about what happens as they... We're just talking about the roster stuff off the air. And we're talking about which, you know, who gets sent down if you make one more trade. And Mac had said he wouldn't be surprised if Schneeman was the next guy that got sent down. And I was like, if they send Schneeman down before they send Rocchio down, I might have to fist fight Chernetti on the corner of Carnegie and Prospect. Brian Rocchio just hit a home run. So I guess I don't.
And there you go.
So I guess I don't have to fist fight anybody now. It's interesting. Like, Yandy's been okay this year. But yeah, like last year, Yandy had 22 home runs, 78 ribbies, and hit like 330. Again, he got to 600 at-bats. He was not, I think he only played like 137 games. That's only. Give me Yandy Diaz on the low.
I'll take him right now.
So while we wait for this game to wrap up, I did want to ask you, because I think Keith and I are in agreement, we just can't do this Olympics thing. And yet,
what do you mean?
It's just not a thing.
I mean, it is a thing.
Well, I know it's very much a thing. It's on everybody's TV. It's even been on our TV when doing that. But like, what are we really watching?
Well,
here?
I mean, listen. To be fair, I don't watch every sport,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's kind of fun to be able to take a bit of a peek into some of these other niche sports that. That are played across the world. I mean, obviously, I'm into the Olympic tennis that's been going on the last couple of days. They're playing it at Roland Garros, which is pretty cool. It's where they had the French Open.
Oh, they do Olympic tennis. I swear to you, I actually didn't know that, like, the big names played in Olympic tennis.
Like, every star is playing.
Okay.
Yeah.
For so like their own cool. countries, or yeah. is it like a super team
no,
thing?
For their own countries.
Is it like a Ryder Cup thing?
Nope. Nope. Okay. In fact, it's really cool that, you know, Rafa Nadal and Carlos Alcaraz are playing doubles together.
Nice.
And they got their first win the other day.
What does that mean?
They advance?
No. Like, what's the significance of that? Is that
they're two Spaniards that one is the greatest Spaniard ever play mm-hmm. in Rafa, and then the new phenom is Alcaraz, so they're playing together.
Okay.
And Alcaraz was like a total baby, like when Nadal started playing. So it's kind of cool that they're playing for their country, and it's like the new and the old.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. I mean, America's got Tommy Paul and Taylor Fritz is a nice doubles matchup that they're playing together. It's just, I think the doubles is fun to see the guys who are competitors actually come together and play as a team to represent their country.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty special. But I watched the basketball quite a bit. Women's and men's.
Nice.
Both sides of things. I think the cool thing that they've done this year is that Peacock app, which people bitched about forever with the football.
Yeah.
It's really cool for the Olympics. I mean, you can get everything live right on there. You can do the multi-view thing. This is not paid, by the way. I just like the app.
But you would accept money from them if they wanted to.
I would, yeah. If NBC wants to pony up, more than happy to put you on the payroll.
So what else we doing here? Because I'll be honest, the only thing that's caught my attention was Mac and I were very much enjoying the women's volleyball of Germany versus
right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, versus France yesterday. Yeah, that was some very good volleyballing. A lot of really good skill there.
The outfits are fantastic.
I hadn't noticed. Did not. I was just locked in on their form. And
were you watching the men?
No, not at all. No. Only the women. But I really noticed.
Oh, you got a thing against men?
Yeah. I don't care to watch them play volleyball. That's a ridiculous sport.
Okay.
For the Olympics, and I just I really thought that the German team had it. The French got them, and you know what? Good for the French. Usually when the French go up against the Germans, historically it's not gone well for the French people. So this felt like a nice little 80 years, you know, later, kind of a little win back there. But
you haven't followed. You follow the story of Chase Buttinger?
I've seen the story, but have I followed
it? No. Pretty cool. I mean, former NBA player makes his Olympic debut not with the basketball team, but with the volleyball team.
Yeah, he could not make the basketball team.
No, but he did make the volleyball team, and they did get a victory in his debut.
I think this does prove the theory that if elite athletes from the toughest sports where it requires the highest level of athleticism, if we just started cross-training them after they like failed out, like Chase Buttinger failed out of the NBA, quote-unquote, he made like $80 million. I feel like we could just dominate everything.
Well, what's cool is these guys that have changed sports, and it's kind of rare, but when they do it, still sort of in their prime. Like this just happened recently with a guy named Jack Sock. Mm-hmm. who was a really good tennis player.
That's his name.
His name's Jack Sock, and he is now the he's a top five pickleball player in the world.
Oh. Oh.
So he's making more money.
Yeah. Good for Jack Sock.
Yeah.
Who I just heard about.
Okay. Like, no problem. But no one else would hear of him if it wasn't for probably me talking about him on the radio.
Oh, no. I think it's a good thing you're bringing awareness, sock awareness as it is.
Mm-hmm.
216-474-0092. What are you watching in the Olympics? I had women's beach volleyball yesterday. Mac seemed very intent. It's almost like he didn't have ADHD yesterday.
Like it's not even happening for you.
No, it's not. It's really not. I mean, it,
like,
it
was
did
there
happen.
A time, Nick, where you cared about the Olympics, where you actually watched it, you sat down maybe with the family, maybe with the wifey, the kiddos, and you're like, man, the Olympics are on locked in. No?
She repeatedly asked me, can we watch gymnastics? It's no for me, dog.
You know, I would say this one thing about the Olympics. It is a little tougher when you don't have a ton of American stars that are like in... I mean, again, you've got Simone Biles, mm-hmm. and I watched her over the weekend. Her floor routine was sensational. And, I mean, she had an injury mm-hmm. on that ankle and was able to sort of battle through that. It was pretty impressive. But you don't have a Michael Phelps.
That's true.
And I remember in 08 when he, had that magical run where he won X amount of gold medals or whatever, how many medals. It's a record. We know that. That was cool. I was in training camp with the Buffalo Bills that year.
Yeah.
And we all, like the players, were like locked into the Olympics every night.
If you had just switched to swimming when your NFL career,
man,
where could you be right now?
What could have been?
You and Jack Sock could be Just out there.
Socking around.
Just the face of the Olympics. Don, welcome to the show, Don.
Hello. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Doing well,
what's
buddy.
Up,
welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. So I'm a little biased because I was a swimmer, so I love the Olympics. It's a great time. Always watching it. But
what were your times, Don?
Oh, not the fastest. I was like a 155, 100 fly, and then like 157, 100 back.
Yeah, that was usually right around my
rookie
time
numbers.
Too. Yeah, that's no.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
yeah.
I me and Don were on the same par when I swam.
There you go. I mean, it's just I just love the sport, and that scene watching it now is great. So I love this year with Peacock though that they have Gold Dome. Have you guys tried that out?
Little bit of that. That's got Siciliano on it.
Did
right?
you say Gold Dome?
Gold Zone.
Gold Zone. Okay.
Yeah. With I think Scott Hansen's on that occasionally. But
it's like the red zone for football, but for Olympics, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Nice.
I really enjoyed that. And did you guys see the ending to the Australia-USA rugby game today?
I did not.
I missed that one. Yeah. What happened?
I guarantee it ended in a rugby game. Yeah.
It was the first time we ever won a medal in rugby for women's, and it ended in a like 96-yard breakaway as time expired. So it was actually a big deal.
So they basically ended the game. It was a walk-off, right?
Yeah.
That's
now,
cool.
Now, is it a game or is it a match?
Match, but they won bronze because of the match.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Do they have any games or are they only matches in rugby?
I want to know.
See, I
got me on that one.
Don, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. And enjoy the swimming.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man.
Don giving us his thoughts there. Don't love calling it a match. I like games, and I know this is just semantics. I don't like the Olympic lingo. A little beyond me as well.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's a soccer match. It's always that way.
And I don't care for soccer.
Okay, but I'm saying they call them soccer matches here in the States as well.
And they call it a pitch instead of a field, and it's
a tennis match.
Okay, but here's the thing. We've Americanized every lingo. And but right now we're in the thing of we're going to call it what the European countries call it, and that's a no-go for me.
I mean, it's a golf match.
I don't even call it that. I'm going golfing.
Okay. I mean, if you actually have a match though, that it's you're playing against somebody or a team.
I would say
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT!
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm going to the golf game today. I am being slightly obnoxious on this.
A 216, little bit, yeah.
216-474-0092. But we've been talking about the Gardos and the two big trades that they have made. They did get Alex Cobb from the Giants. They've also got Lane Thomas. Kudos on the morning show, by the way. They power ranked Lane's today. I thought their rankings were a little sus, but in the end, they paid homage to Lane Smith. And they, like, only Lima got that he was from my cousin Vinny. Identical. Ken, where are we at with that, buddy? But Gardos did just get a 5-0 win to take the 2-game sweep over the Detroit Tigers. And that brings us to about 2.5 hours to Major League Baseball trade deadline. Again, the Guardians trading for Alex Cobb, starter. Last year, an all-star with San Francisco. Joel Sherman saying he's got one more rehab start to make before joining the Cleveland rotation. They also got Lane Thomas from the Nationals, who, to be fair... There we go. Did not maybe make the best impact on the lineup today. They did have a hit, but 2 strikeouts early in that game. Gardos get the 5-0 series win. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and get into, we're going to push the pulse till 4 o'clock because we got to react to the Guardians at the deadline. If this is all the Guardians do, is it enough? A little bit more than 2 hours to the trade deadline, and I'm feeling less ragey than I was yesterday because we actually have moves from the Guardians to discuss, getting Lane Thomas, the outfielder, who did have a hit in his Guardians debut earlier today in the Guardians 5-0 win over the Tigers as they now come back home for a 7-game set starting with a 4-game series against the Orioles. This one has pretty significant... Am I allowed to say that? That this series does have significant implications since you're going for the number one seed against the Orioles? I don't know.
Are you being sarcastic, Nick?
Well, I just don't know what Anthony Lima is going to allow, what kind of analysis, what might be misconstrued, what Keith might allow. Because, Lima and Keith, they're our baseball purists here. They're our new Lord Baseballs. And, I'm not really allowed to have, you can't scoreboard watch. Hey, it's just another game. I guess they won. Good for them. I just want to make sure. Am I allowed to talk about the...
I think Lima's pretty much established himself as the guy for the Guardians and the Cavs right now.
That's true. I mean, he
setting
is...
Setting the standard of what you're allowed to say and what you're not.
Yeah, absolutely. And then...
Just look at Twitter.
I also think if you have anything to say that is against what he has to say, he'll kind of say it on his own show. Yeah, he'll say, well, it sounds like Nick was saying, which is wild because he could just pull audio... Like, maybe Mitch could maybe spend a little less time on Brownie, spend a little more time pulling actual sound of what we say. But, yeah, I just – big series on the way with the Orioles there. And if you guys have a smart speaker, catch up with the biggest news of the day with one simple command, play 92.3 The Fan. One thing we have not talked about that happened today, did you see Hosey officially moving into second place all time in Cleveland baseball history for most home runs?
I saw the home run. I didn't know that it was significant like that.
Passed Albert Bell, who had 242 home runs here, which, honestly, that stat in and of itself always surprises me. Like if you had asked me how many home runs, because remember, Albert made the minors in the late 80s and was here through 96. So I still, to this day, the idea, and I don't mean this as a negative to Albert, who I think has gone now underrated historically, not just in Cleveland baseball history, but in like baseball history. That 5-year stretch was as good as anything anyone has ever done. And specifically, 94 through 96 is just still amazing to look at what that guy was and how unpitchable that he was. He was every bit as unpitchable as roughly half a decade later Barry Bonds was, where Barry Bonds was walking a ridiculous amount in season because they knew if you threw a fastball anywhere near this guy, he was going to hit it 500 feet. But yeah, I mean, passing Albert, who had 242 home runs. And here's the thing. I don't care about a lot of these records. Like, I feel very good that Jim Thome has the all-time home run lead for Cleveland baseball history. I know that there's still some hard feelings. And occasionally, if we talk about the Phillies thing, I can even get a little rankled about it. The truth is, Jim was one of... he did everything the way you're supposed to do it. Manny was aloof as hell. Manny was a space cadet. Albert clearly had anger issues and had things that maybe didn't reflect. Jim Thome did everything you would want the face of your franchise.
He was the Nick Chubb of the Indians.
Yeah. And under, you know, quiet, spoke, but played his ass off, did everything the right way. That being said, man, am I rooting for Hosey. That I think it would be so special. And he's, 96 home runs away from tying Jim Thome. I think Hosey getting that record and being the all-time home run leader for the Guardians would be really, really special. And I think, you know, and this is not to discount what Jim did. Everybody else left. Albert left. Jim left. Manny left. Eventually, you know, Matt Williams was here 1 year, forced his way out of Cleveland. Like, everybody from that era and everybody since has left. Or, like Grady Sizemore or Travis Hafner, they've fallen apart here. Hosey signing a team-friendly thing, a team-friendly deal to stay in Cleveland, it would bring me a lot of joy to see that guy with 338 home runs one day. And before his time is done here, and that is part of the reward, part of his legacy, is the guy who was a fringe prospect that we didn't know if he could hit 20 home runs in a season, let alone 30, became the guy to be your all-time home run leader. Even if we look at Thome, Bell, and Ramirez and say at their peak they had more natural power or more naturally gifted power hitters.
I mean, it is pretty crazy that, I mean, we're in a different era than it was back then, too. And that Hosey just continues to just... I don't know, man. He's one of the stars in baseball that I think just does not get enough credit and attention. But probably because he plays in Cleveland. But just continues to just be an absolute rock star for this franchise. And will probably go down as one of the, if not the greatest Guardian ever.
Yeah, it's so funny, dude. Like... just in what you're talking about there, that's why making a postseason run matters. And
so people know who you are?
Well, yeah. I mean, and like making moves that put this locker room in a position where they feel empowered to make that move and that they know that the front office has their back, those things do matter. And, you know, I threw out the question if Cobb and Thomas are all the front office does, is that... did they do enough? Did they do enough to give this clubhouse a real chance to make the run that we think that they can make? And we can get to that in a moment, but the reality is, Hosey being the face of this team and them winning a World Series would elevate Jose's... and listen, he's already on pace. If he stays healthy and continues to perform at the level he's performed, Jose's going to be a Hall of Famer. He might not be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
He's going to get in.
But... for a third baseman, he could get upwards of 350 home runs in his career because he still has plenty of time, even though he's starting to get, you know, over that 30 hump there. Like, Hosey's already singularly making that march, but he doesn't have the indelible moment. And I know that those are few and far between anymore, that, you know, we don't watch the playoffs the way we used to. It's not as much of a national talking point as we used to. But yeah, between Hosey and Stephen Kwan and Naylor and, you know, Emmanuel Clase, who closed out the damn All-Star game, that's how respected he is around baseball, that they, all right, we got to get to the win, let's go to Clase. And honestly, the organization too. Like, I said yesterday, and Anthony Lima said he kind of heard this, but I had said, if the Guardians aren't, if you're not going to make a move because you can't afford it, then sell the team. That's where we are. I'm totally sympathetic that it's a family-run business. It's not really my problem, but if you can't pay for moves that are of consequence, when in this context, which is this can be special, this is special, watch this team. Tell me it's not special. And we get, and this is the era we live in with sports where everything is cut and dry. You either won the World Series or you didn't. Honestly, that's the biggest load of crap ever. Because there is something. We've lost, you know, and we've never been smarter as fans, in fairness. But we've lost this ability to just marvel at what you see. And if they don't win the World Series, I understand that people will look back on this team and they will say, well, it couldn't have been that special. And they'll be wrong. 2016 was incredibly special. I remember the sound when Roberto Perez hit a home run in the playoff game. It was as loud as anything I've ever heard at the Cavs during their finals run with the Browns at their, you know, their absolute zenith. It's one of the loudest sounds I've ever heard, and it reverberated down East 9th. And so, like, it does matter. And it's so easy to be cynical. I fall prey to this crap all the time. And I'll be honest with you. There's still at least one more move they could make. I'll be honest. They could make a third move. And unless it's Vladimir Guerrero Jr. or Bo Bichette, I'm probably always going to be thinking there's one more move you could have made. But at least this is something. We're towing the line that I do want a little bit more. And then I keep looking at that bullpen and think maybe one more high leverage reliever, maybe one more guy they can throw out there just to take some of the turn and burn off some of these dudes' arms. Or hell, if you can get another everyday player, because Lane Thomas, I think in the playoffs, is going to be more of a platoon player because you can't afford for him to hit jack squat against righties in the playoffs. You're going to have to play him more as a platoon player, very likely. At the same point, like we're right there. I know it's tough. I know you have to give something up. But with 2 hours to go, I feel good about what they've done.
The fact that this could be it and they made two moves?
No.
You like where we're at 2 hours before it ends.
As of right now, this is exactly what I thought, what I predicted yesterday, which is they can go and they'll throw in Matthew Boyd. Because they've positioned themselves to talk about the importance of the Boyd free agency signing now. And by the way, I actually think people are way too down on the Boyd thing. I actually think he can be a useful player for you down the stretch. I find it very hard to think Matthew Boyd's going to start in a playoff game come October. But like, I think they might say, well, we got Boyd, we got Cobb, we got Thomas. We tried. Hey, look. We didn't just try. We actually got some results. I think you still got one more good move in you. So it's fine. It approaches the line. Like I said yesterday, they're gonna point to it and say, look, we got some moves. And that's exactly right. Right now, where you are is, yep, this is kind of in line with what I expected. You get one more move, and I don't think it's going to be a starting pitcher. One more move, and all of a sudden, we're cooking with gas. How about you?
I mean, listen, I'm cool with what they did so far. I would like them to make a move for somebody that I feel like is a needle mover. But probably not going to happen.
Can you define that for me? Can you move that needle for me?
I would say, I don't know, like somebody that...
So is it about a reliever? Is it about power?
I don't know that it's about either position. I think it's about somebody that you feel like is on top of their game and not like, oh, he used to be good and we might be able to get something out of the guy, or, you know, like he's solid. No, and again, it's not going to happen, but Andrew Miller, that made it move.
Yeah, still makes the move. It's been 8 years and it's still... It's about baseball Viagra right there for you.
Can move that pitch.
Yeah, hey, Pitch, please, as I always say. Daryl Ryder is lining up reports from West Virginia during the latest episode of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Subscribe to this podcast now at 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling I'm going to read that one again for the good people at Smiley One and Bryant. You know what? We're just going to start the whole thing over again. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Yep. We just had an ADD brain right on air there. Apologies again to the good people at Smiley One and Bryant. We got the moves in so far. Alex Cobb, who has not started a game this season, has got one more rehab appearance. He's been traded for by the Cleveland Guardians, as has Lane Thomas, who you saw in the two spot today in the Guardians' 5-0 win over the Detroit Tigers to finish off the two-game sweep. If that's all they got, if that's all Chernetti is going to give you, is that enough for the Guardians?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.